Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
There is some public opinion that Islam is somehow a danger to the gospel and Christianity. This follows the same train of thought that arises from time to time that immorality, liberal politics, abortion, or gay marriage threaten to destroy the same. The gospel can in no wise be overturned by any of these things. All of these problems are but an illustration of the natural depravity of men and pose no spiritual threat to the children of God. It is likely that physical persecution of the followers of Christ could increase with a rise in the prominence of Islam. If this occurs, it can but strengthen the true followers of Christ and serve to purge the false professors from their midst, even as was demonstrated in the early days of the church. The Lord will thoroughly purge his floor. Those who are the enemies of the cross of Christ are much more subtle in nature than the obvious errors of those who embrace Islam or any number of other false religions in the earth. The greatest dangers that face the children of God are those errors which most closely resemble the truth of the gospel and embrace portions of the truth while actually denying the foundation of it. Paul mentions them when he says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." The greatest enemy of the sons of God is right in our own bosom. This sinful flesh which we possess is a constant warrior against the truth of God in the inward parts. It seldom relents in its continual warfare against the Spirit. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Those errors which most closely resemble the true gospel, while denying the very foundation of truth, are widely preached in our day, and pose a much greater threat to the truth of the gospel than all of the other false religions in the world. These errors include teaching that men can be saved by an act of their own free will. The modern era of evangelism is mostly built around this error. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And he will not come to me that you might have life. There is none that seeketh after God. The second one is teaching that Christ died for all men and yet actually saved none. Many professing to be believers in our day embrace this error. They say that Christ has done all that he could do to save men, and now it is all up to them to make a decision and thus make the work of Christ effectual for them. "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." The third error is teaching that men are justified by an act of faith rather than by the object of faith. This is quite a subtle error, yet deadly, since it not only denies the source of true faith, but misses the whole point of the basis of justification. "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." And fourthly is teaching God's people that they can merit or forfeit the blessings of God by their own actions. This is nothing but legalism. The promises of God are yea and amen, and his blessings are bestowed upon his people according to his sovereign purpose. His people are not blessed because they serve him and walk in obedience to his commands, but rather his blessing is manifested in causing their obedience, and their blessing is to be enabled to worship him in spirit and truth. "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Teaching anything other than Jesus Christ and him crucified is the greatest error that men would set forth. "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world."
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.